The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, nice.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Whoa, who's that hoe?
All right.
You ready for the weekend?
Are you ready for the weekend? I'm always ready for the weekend.
I was excited to debut that one, and then you trumped it as soon as we did the segment.
With who's
the
that hole?
I almost said a bad word.
Well, it's like me.
I'm sorry.
What was the one that... The one where I combined two words. I would always say, like, instead of bucks and dollars, I would say ballers sometimes.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You couldn't decide which way you were going to go on it. Who's that? But she was going to say... a-hole, and then she couldn't decide if she was going to say ho. She just calls herself a hole.
It's like you thought real quick. Both
just
thoughts.
Didn't come
now
out.
Now made me over. And didn't you sing hole on the show one time?
Did she sing hole
I
on the show?
I think I did. It's great.
Did she?
I'm ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Let me see if she's singing on there. Maybe she did.
Oh, make me over.
Oh, you gotta get to the chorus.
The chorus is what pays off here.
Oh.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, I wow. Love it.
My name is
Mother Bear. This hole.
My name is Never Was.
Oh.
My name's Regan.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
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 Oh, here it comes.
It gets sexy right here. No offense, but are you hard of hearing?
From?
I was nervous. Man, you made me nervous.
Oh. I have an intimidating face.
What are we doing? I thought I was doing some news.
We were talking. What was the big tease there? I don't think
I don't
you gave
remember.
One.
Oh. All I have is a story in front of me, and I guess I'll do it now.
Go for it.
Well, a man in Nevada was arrested after police say he was seen chugging a bottle of Tabasco sauce. That's not going to end well.
No.
And then challenging random people to fight with him in the parking lot of a sporting goods store. All that happened on one day. So it happened last Monday.
Tell me it was at a Dick's.
Well, the guy that chugged the Tabasco was a 48-year-old man by the name of Michael Smith. How random is that?
That's very random.
And it's unclear what his deal was because he was shirtless at the time. And when police showed up, he called them some choice words.
Oh, give me the first letter.
And threatened them.
Oh, we get the guess.
No one was injured.
Call him the fuzz.
I don't know. It doesn't really say.
Did he do pig noises?
But Tabasco. Ooh.
Ghetto bird. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they call the helicopter.
So he was charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Lord.
In possession of drug paraphernalia. And the bottle of hot sauce was disposed.
Really?
Why can you wear a skull?
That's not going to end well. It's going to get, like, problems in his buttocks, I could tell.
And, well, I mean, just it might not even go that far. Like, his lungs, his stomach.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hot sauce does to get him riled up, but must have been something else with it. Some alcohol, maybe, or...
Yeah, like a Bloody Mary.
I like spicy food, but not in excess, you know.
Yeah.
That hurt your tummy. Well, a woman...
She likes spicy food. She licked her lips wrong. She said it. That's weird.
What the hell?
You're not talking about filleting a Puerto Rican, are you?
She likes spicy foods.
She licked her lip.
Shit, too right.
You're on the chain today. You like Hoda drinking liquor.
Like, I don't know what you did during the weekend, but you came in here riled up.
Anyways. So,
I love that.
A woman was flooded with calls about a non-existent cat due to a t-shirt. So she got a dozen of calls from people saying that they found her missing cat named Torbo.
What?
She never had a cat.
It was, I think, the ground store cat.
And they finally figured it out. Her number appeared on a random missing cat t-shirt. So is her phone number.
You have Torbo. Is the other Torbo. One named Uzone?
Yes. British Columbia, Canada.
And Torbo is the home fighting a...
The calls tape. Have been coming for around a year, and the calls about Torbo have been mostly coming from the U.S.
Do you think it's possible the cat's name is Turbo, but after Big Brown stole it, he swapped the collars out to fool
him.
God. I love you, Big.
Listen, Nad.
Yeah, Nad.
God.
I know. I'm about to go back and...
Man, Paige. I Googled the picture of this guy. He...
Torbo the cat.
Torbo. So she does have a cat, but her name is... The cat's name is Mouser.
This lady could work at the animal clinic the way she names names.
She's got an alpaca named Hightower.
Wait, here's Spot. Spot needs a forever home. He hates humans and other cats. Here's Daryl the dog.
That's what I want to ask somebody that works at the Humane Society.
Like, who names them?
Do they really sit down and look at the dog and kind of come up with a nickname or name? Or do you guys, are you like meteorologists where you already have the names pre-chosen? It's like, all right, I need an M.
Here's Pinky Two Balls. Needs a home. Hates other animals, but has huge nuts. So, how'd you get the name Pinky Two Balls? Well, he turned around. And they were like, oh, that's a good name. He's got big nuts.
I had a dog named Smudge. That's kind of...
Did he have a lot of dingleberries? Or?
No. I named him Angus Smudge. I don't remember why.
You were watching Angus.
It looked like Sage.
That's what it was. You were watching Angus, and then he smeared his dog ass
Angus
on the wall.
Smudge.
Because he's got doo-doo pancakes on his back legs.
And his nickname was Smudgy.
You know, it's weird. It's like in the South, when you would say, like, Smudgy. You want to try a little bit of food, or let me get a swallow of that drink. Let me get a tad of that nanner pudding.
Get a sip.
Tad. Or what's the other one? There's another thing, like a little.
Well, you see spoonful a lot.
Spoonful, yeah.
Not dollop.
Makes the medicine go down. Dollop is frou-frou. It's bougie.
Dollop.
Yeah.
Pinch, maybe?
A pinch. Yeah, I don't know.
Like somebody says, hey, turn that down just a sack hair. Like you heard that
I've
one a
lot. I've never said that.
No, you neither.
You never heard that one
a lot? A sack hair.
Well, it'd be a different kind of hair, too, they'd say. Depending on how redneck the dad or the uncle was that was saying it.
You know what's crazy as hell is that I met, this was probably about a month or two ago, I met, and you're going to laugh, the guy said what his P1 name was. And don't posture toward this, or whatever the word would be. He said, my name is P1 Two Ball Paul. And I was like, I didn't want to ask. Like, no. Okay. Like,
you want to, but you don't.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. He's like, don't you want to know? And I was like, no, yes. Not really. Not
he's
really.
Trying to talk you.
You never found out why?
He was born with three. And they had, and one of them, and that's what he said. He was born with three testicles.
That's awesome.
He's like the chick from Total Recall.
And that, yeah, but they had to take one of them off.
One of them wasn't functioning?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know if it was like that guy that was in the circus had a third leg, but really it was just like, it wasn't
an
his
appendage.
Penis. It was just, a lame leg.
Yeah.
You know how they
hung there.
The graft body parts, his eye wasn't good. So they had to put one of his nuts where his eyes are.
Shut up.
And they drew on it, like they drew an eye on it, but you knew that was his nut. It wasn't a real eye.
Yeah.
He's like Last Action Hero, Charles Dance. Remember he'd swap his eyeballs out? He's like, hey guys, look, this eye's really a nut.
Smiley face.
Glass eye.
He had one Vietnam goggle on.
Okay. Callback.
We'll call back here.
Oh. It's like, can you take it out? Take out your nut eye.
I don't know.
If you have a glass eye, you can.
It wasn't glass, it was a nut.
That's true, because I had a neighbor who had a glass hole one time.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember who that was. You mentioned it before.
Whoa, who's that hole?
How does it feel to add not just one, but two sound bites into the coffer in one day?
I don't know.
She overdid it, man. She outworked herself. Because I was excited about the one. God. I was like, ooh, I found something. I'm going to use
a bad word.
Always ready for the weekend, and who's that hole?
Yeah.
My God.
That was a mistake. I apologize for that. I get in trouble for saying naughty words.
You love it.
Will you rejoin with Hole again one day this week, Fat Boy?
We got to.
Okay, good. That's a fun little song, Paige. I like yours better.
Yeah, it's great.
I do.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is it big enough for you?
Good God. Boy, I tell you what, old people do not understand that.
They don't really.
The QR code does not have to be like 8x10. It's got to be 1 inch to show up on the phone.
Put my phone up to
that. But anything, I know, like I went to get my oil changed and they hold up this like, it's the size of an iPad of the QR code. Will you give us a Google review? I'm like, well, shoot. Let me walk over here and get away from it.
My God.
I almost cussed too, you hole. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
That's a nice text to read. I can give you the answer very quick. Payday. Boy, y'all are in a great mood today.
Oh, yeah.
We usually are on a Friday, but on that special payday when, I don't know.
You know who's going to be in?
It feels a little better.
Even better mood?
What?
The old bill collectors. Yeah. They're going to feel better than we feel right now.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, a lot of work issues. In his own words, he works for two lazy bosses and a moron. I don't know how you work for so many people.
It used to be on CBS,
like,
wasn't it? Yeah, Charlie Sheen was in that one.
I think it was.
864-241-4318.
I just want to say to these son of a bitches that I work with, I got a good job. I like what I do. But these motherfucking internal people just f*** it all up. I got a lazy ass boss. He'll make 10 damn phone calls for somebody to go do something whenever he could have done it in 10 damn minutes. Mm. Then I got another boss who's a pretty good guy. I like him. But sometimes whenever you call him, that motherfucker acts like he ain't got the damn time of day to call you. But then he'll call you and want you to listen to all his damn problems for today. Then we got this motherfucker that works with us. He's a newbie, and he thinks that he's the damn CEO of the company. That son of a bitch, too. I tell you what, I don't really bitch all that much, but I've had about a damn enough of it. I mean, these son of a bitches, they use every excuse under the book to get away from doing their job. Then they want you to pick up the f***ing slack. Slack, son of a bitch, motherfuckers, damn it.
I think you tell that greenhorn to kind of, you know, slow his roll.
For real. And also, I can tell like we'd be friends in real life by the way you say son of a bitch. Like, it's almost like the way Jackie Gleason would say it.
Not like how Bernie Mac would say it, but you're right. Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, Jackie. Jackie Gleason.
He gave it the pause like, the son of a bitch. He didn't say, son of a bitch.
But, you know, you've been there, talking about our prior drive, you've been there where you're like, man, I like my job, but God, the bullcrap that surrounds it. Like, remember where I think I manifested COVID? Where I said on one show, I said, I love this job. I was really frustrated that day. I was very, very frustrated. I think the air was not working. I think various things were not working. And I was like, you know what would make this job? I love this job from 6 to 10, but afterwards I get mad with all the pulling this way and that way of meetings and all this stuff. I was like, I wish that I could just open the door and no one would be out here anymore after the show. And then COVID happened.
Oh, my God.
Happened. Like, I think,
you
like,
did it.
You got to be careful with them wishes.
You have died on many a hill over the years. Spread those body parts around.
That's right. Mm. Arm and a leg.
It took us a while to get curtains. When we got them,
we left the studio.
Yep.
Remember, God bless.
It was bright in there.
I had so many phone calls that day.
Somebody dropped off curtains, but nobody put them up.
Oh, well, they didn't drop a rod off.
She was very sweet. We're not decorators, Cara. Sorry.
No. 864-241-4318. You've been to that job where you loved the job itself, but the whether it be the boss or the, you know, maybe they changed the
shift or whatever, you know. Speaking of that, we need to hurry. I need to take one.
I know what this call is going to start. I know what it's going to do.
Yeah.
But you truckers, you listen up. Because this guy is kind of, maybe he's one of you. He fixes all your rigs. Uh-oh. He's a mechanic. So
he knows.
This is not just anybody calling out truckers. Oh, the mechanic's calling you out. You better shape up.
864. Or ship out.
Because you need a man.
864. Yes,
don't dial 864 three times, by the way.
You're the one.
No. When somebody, that was actually an email. I was like, I wish we could take this email and transfer it on the FOF line somehow.
You got to tell people, phone numbers still only have 10 digits.
It was somebody in Tennessee, too, because they were like, man, you said the number was 864-864-24, and I'm like,
no, never.
Paige got a picture from somebody that says, this is the only 10 you'll see. And she couldn't click it fast enough.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it was inches.
Here we go for the truck drivers. Here we go. For the truck drivers that ride around in their trucks for 2-3 weeks, check engine light on, and then it starts raining. They're like, oh, man, I don't want to drive the day in the rain. I better stop and get this check engine light checked. You pull it up, you're like, oh, it just came on, and I hooked my computer to it, look at it, and it's been on for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. And then you bitch because you're down because I got to order parts. And, you know, your f***ing truck stinks like a 15-year-old stays in there. Just all over the place. Nothing but pouring on the road.
Oh, no.
You know, got in one the other day. Damn, little light boy underwear hanging from the f***ing handrail.
Oh, my God.
I just don't understand it.
I don't get it.
But there's some out there, I don't even see how you got a damn driver's license to stay alive every day, let alone drive a big rig.
My God.
Boy's panties hanging from the...
It said boys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hanging from
that
the
makes
mirror.
It worse than what I thought it said.
I always like the trucker shows, and I think it'd be interesting to travel like that, but whew.
I don't know. I saw a guy, like a video, like trucker acts, and he never leaves the truck.
I would hate that.
Got him a little hot plate in there, a little mini fridge.
I have such sympathy for truckers.
I do, too.
I really do. I used to be the guy that never understood why you needed two lanes to turn at a light. I was like, what do you think you... But now I get it. I get it. I have such sympathy for y'all. Plus, I realized through a friend, it doesn't fall from heaven.
Really don't.
It comes from truckers.
If you bought it, somebody brought it.
Yeah. Choice is yours because they're going out tonight.
They're going out tonight.
They'll
big
click
rig.
At you.
Here's this.
This is for my motherfucking apartment complex. Please explain to me how rent that you agree upon in a contract, you sign that bitch, you read it over, you sign the contract because all is good. You wait a few months, rent steady, and then it starts to fluctuate. How the fuck is a rent you signed upon in a contract supposed to fluctuate? How does this rent that is supposed to be $850 for a one-bedroom piece of shit on the third floor go up to $950? Please explain that to me. So, for all you apartment complex managers who are hiking up one-bedroom, itty-bitty, not-worth-it bullshit apartments, shame on you! This bullshit. Goodbye.
Dang.
I know.
What are you going to do?
That right there was the voice of America.
She did, because I know people that rent, and they have appliances that are like 20 years old, and they don't run. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you're going to raise the rent, you should raise the value of the property and make it nicer, but people are having to pay more and do it the same. It's terrible.
But you know what's funny is it causes that inner fighting with people who have the way she feels, and some people don't feel that same way. But the reason, it's like we were talking earlier about the cost of living. If the cost of living matched the wage
gap,
thank you.
Good band.
Nobody would be, that was the Gap band.
Good store.
They had no association with each other. I thought that as well. I thought the Gap, the band, opened up a store called Gap. It's not even each other. I go back to when my parents would talk about a bottle of Coca-Cola was 5 cents. But then I look and I'm like, well, that was only 8 ounces also. And you also only got paid like 75 cents an hour. So it kind of matched up. But then that gap started getting so far that the salaries and the wages did not match the cost of living. And then that's where the struggle
began.
That's
where people become homeless.
That's where it's
going
to keep going.
In the 80s, they gave everybody credit so everybody could get in debt like hell. I mean, there's no reason in this world my grandparents should have been able to own a beach house. Like, economically, shouldn't have been able to.
But they did. And like, they didn't like credit it out either. There was that weird time when everybody kind of had money, but it was kind of because of credit. It was so weird.
Like you had it, but you didn't really have it.
You had it, but you didn't really. That's right.
It's like Numblips here was saying, if you want a roommate, like to make it, you got to live with two or three different people.
You call it Numblips?
You got to live with a
cookie. My God. Guys, break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say hello, famous people born on July 21st. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it. I got some music coming up here in a bit. Let's start with this actor right here. One of my personal favorites. He does a lot of interesting stuff, man. You just don't know what he's going to be in. But you know it's going to be pretty good. Josh Hartnett.
What is music from?
Well, it's a 50 Cent song, but I just use it as a bit.
Oh, okay. I was like, God, I'm trying to figure out. I was thinking it's a wrestler song or whatever. Josh Hartnett. What he does? Is he still competitive or active in the industry?
Yeah, he was in this past season of The Bear. He was in last season of The Bear.
That's a great show.
It is. This season wasn't as good, I didn't think, but still a good show.
I haven't
overall
watched it.
Still does movies. You know, he was going to be tested for, I think, Superman or one of the Batman movies for earlier back in the day.
What happened?
He didn't want that all that fame. Just after Pearl Harbor, it was kind of too much attention. So he just kind of
Hashtag Randy Orton for Batman.
He did off-the-wall stuff. God, Orton could do it, man. Or he could at least play a villain, right?
Yeah, but he's also got the suave-ness or whatever, the Riz.
He's got the Riz.
To actually do it.
Put him in something.
Josh Hartnett, who always looks like he's wincing. Like, get that guy a vision test. He's always just like, huh?
Big wincer.
45.
Josh Hartnett is 47 years old today.
I blame.
Let's see if you want to do. Do you remember Justin Bartha? He was Doug in The Hangover.
Okay. No. Now I do. But at first, I thought you were talking about a golfer.
He was in the National Treasure movies with Nicolas Cage. I don't know if you saw those or not.
Oh, dude, that's some of my favorite. I love those movies. He's the one that ended up buying the Lamborghini at the end.
Spoiler. He's Riley in the National Treasure movies. So I guess it's Nicolas Cage's right-hand man or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember him from Hangover. I just don't know if you'd remember him too.
He was the one who wasn't in the movie much because he was left on the roof the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was missing.
I'm going to go 46.
48.
Justin Bartha is also 47 years old today.
Oh, yeah, duh. Why would we go backwards?
She's been on this here show
Call before. Me the S word, and I mean stupid.
She used to be. S. Not only was she's on our show. She was also married to Mario Lopez. She had a Doritos commercial back in the day.
Give me the initials.
A.L.
Allie Landry.
It is Allie Landry's birthday.
She's very pretty.
Mario Lopez cheated on her at his bachelor party.
Yeah,
night before the wedding.
What a douche. I said that.
Yeah.
You can say, hi, I'm Paige from Summer's Eve. This thing's great. I look at it and say, what a douche.
Not only can you say that, you can say balloon, canoe.
Not.
Bag. Everybody likes bag. I like canoe every now and again.
Canoe.
Do they make douche sacks?
I don't think so.
They tell you
Why would you want something? Never mind.
They tell you not to do it anymore, right? Like it's not good?
It does throw off your pH balance in your vagina.
What's the pH stand for?
That she's trying to get rid of. Being a woman would suck, I'm telling you, man. I'm glad I'm not.
I'm glad you're not, too.
I'm telling you, they wouldn't let us call you fat girl. They would not.
You cry all the time. You got to have a period. You got to make sure you don't look like hell when you get older.
You got to dress like a clown when you go off somewhere.
What? You got to maintain your bikini line.
You got to wear girdles.
Flex and wax.
Shoot, I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot who you said.
Allie Landry.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
51.
49.
Allie Landry's 52 years old today.
Wow.
This is going to be interesting because I'm going to see if you remember who this is and when this was. When this event happened might shock you. It is Brandi Chastain's birthday. Do you remember Brandi Chastain?
Yeah, she's married to Noma, right?
No.
She's a soccer player, though.
She's a soccer player. She ripped her shirt off after she scored the goal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Guess how old she is, and I'll tell you when that happened.
Well, the way you said that, I'm going to say that...
54.
55.
You're not far off. Brandi Chastain is 57 years old. That happened at the 1999 Women's World Cup.
Wow.
I thought it was well after that.
I
think Mia Hamm was on that team, maybe.
That blows my mind.
She ripped him and went nothing like, you. Oh, that's hot. It was just some sweaty chicken and pixie cut.
Sports bra. It's like when that, it was the softball team that did it, the ladies' softball team. It wasn't when Jenny Finch was there, but they took off their shirts. I'm like, good Lord, I got bigger ones than that.
You see that Shane Gillis riled everybody up hosting the ESPYs last week because of the jokes he was throwing out and people. He joked about Megan Rapinoe a little bit. And, you know, the super feminists were like, you know, well, that wasn't funny. That wasn't in good taste.
You watch his show, Cars?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't heard anybody talk about it. And I think, God, I love him. But if I don't hear anybody talk about it, I'm thinking, oh.
Like, is it good? I want to check it out. But I'm so behind on stuff to watch. I told you I was going to watch Big Brother. I'm too late to it now. I can't watch it.
Why?
It's been a month.
You can't.
I can't catch up. That.
But you can watch it on.
Yeah, but not with that show. It was too much. Believe me. I'm telling you I can't watch it.
You can't.
I've exhausted every possibility.
Because I can't watch that too much reality TV like all at once. It's boring to me.
Well, one like that you get behind on like a couple times a week and it's just.
Saturday Night Live.
Yep. He was a cast member for 5 seasons. I just watched a movie he was in last night.
Timothy Meadows.
Nope. He was on there for a lot longer than that.
Oh, I thought you were watching the fish sandwich movie.
Oh, no. Ladies Man. You want a fish sandwich?
You want a fish sandwich. God, how did that become a movie?
That's when they were experimenting. Like, dude, MacGruber was not a good movie, but they brought it back as a TV show, too.
Yeah, and then I can't even remember the character name, the one where she smelled her armpits.
Oh, that wasn't good.
That became a movie. Yeah.
Mary Catherine Gallagher?
Yeah.
This is, he was in Big. They showed Big last night on TV. John Lovitz.
Ah.
Oh. He said, hey, you trying to get the rest of us fired?
Can I ask you, is he gay? I don't care. I'm just curious.
I don't think so. I think he said good-looking girlfriend.
It's not bad to ever wonder, is it? It means it made me, like, a little off the air, good little thing Fatboy and I have been talking about is.
Didn't he love Morgan Fairchild?
Well, I mean, come on. Look at all the gays that love Judy Garland. I mean, it doesn't mean they want to make love to him. Oh, Dolly, for instance. They wouldn't want to see her boobs. But anyway.
Okay.
We've wondered about, and Fatboy, I think, maybe was messing with me a little bit. I think he knew, but I was like, you know, I can't get a read on Paige Buchers. I can't tell. Like, sometimes she dresses like she loves a dude, but then other times she dresses like she'd be into scissoring women.
Mystery solved, right?
Mystery solved. Just popped it right out there.
Yeah, she's dating AZ Fudd.
Dating AZ Fudd, who is still in college.
Yeah, still at UConn.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Well, I just said we found out she's a lesbian, so...
Oh, okay.
There's the dots. You connect them, Goober.
Okay, Goober.
She's saying what she's saying.
Whoa, who's that hoe?
John Lovitz.
Yeah, I know. 61.
62.
John Lovitz is 68 years old. The internet says he's not gay. If the internet says it, then it must be true.
It must be true. Or he's got Google to take all the gay stuff off.
I think I know the answer to this, but we'll throw it out there.
Every celebrity man has gay rumors, it seems. I mean, they've always had them.
If you're really handsome.
Yeah.
And you can dress. People assume you're gay if you have socks that match your shoes. It's true.
Notice she looked down. She did throw a glance
her way. That's orange and pink.
They don't match.
Just so you know.
They don't match.
They're not supposed to. I'm straight.
It is Cat Stevens' birthday. I don't know what you feel about him.
Yosef is something Islam.
Yeah, you're right. Yusuf Islam.
Yusuf Islam. I was like, this bitch is making a passive-aggressive comment. I had to look and see.
I saw she threw a glance your way.
She did, didn't she?
Before she decided to be a bitch.
Paige, how old is this Benedict Arnold?
Who are we out again?
Cat Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Or Yusuf Islam, however you refer to him.
85?
I'm going to say suck it, because your career is not remembered for anything other than the controversy you caused.
It's
so
really not.
Suck it.
77 years old for Cat Stevens. Happy heavenly birthdays. We got a couple big ones here. Robin Williams left us in 2014. He would have been 74 years old today.
Bless his heart.
Will Ferrell played her on SNL. Pretty funny, too.
Angela Merkel?
No, the Attorney General. Janet Reno.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She would have been 87 years old today.
She's dead?
Yep. She passed away in 2016. He left us in 2006. He walked around Andy Griffith and Mayberry with one bullet in his pocket.
Ah, Don Knotts.
Don Knotts would have been 101.
God.
Last year was his 100.
One of the greatest landlords of all time.
He was in the Apple Dumpling Gang.
He was. He was a fish as well.
He was a Mr. fish. What Limpet. Was it called?
Mr. Limpet.
Yeah. Y'all nailed it last week. He was also Mr. Furley.
That's right. Ralph.
Sucks, man.
What a talent.
Ernest Hemingway, but I can't do the quick math. He was, died in 1961, born in 1899.
Oh, Papa.
Old as hell.
You know, speaking of Three's Company, there's only Janet's the only living member of the cast. How crazy.
So can she command more?
I don't know if there's any command or demand.
Oh, when she does a con?
I don't know.
I saw Joyce DeWitt still getting these cons.
That's who I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's getting the cons.
Oh, she still does them?
I just don't know if, you know.
Man, I'd love to meet her.
You have to pay her more.
I'd love to meet her. Yeah, because Jack Tripper or John Ritter, he's dead. Suzanne Summers is dead. I think Larry Dallas is still alive. Maybe. Richard Klein.
Might be.
I'm a super fan of that show. I loved it.
You want to prize these autographs low, right? Miko Hughes. I don't know if you remember him. He played Gage in Pet Sematary, the original one. He was a Kindergarten Cop. You know, boys have penises, girls have vaginas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's super cheap on the autographs and sells a ton of them.
But what is super, like, what, sometimes when I see people taking pictures with, like, I think I pay attention more when it's like a wrestler. And you can see their little sign there that says, autographs, X amount of dollars, selfie, X amount of dollars, combo, X amount of dollars.
He's 30 for a selfie, 20 for an autograph.
See, I see wrestlers that are doing it $50 now, and I'm like, boy, y'all better, why would you do that? Like, why wouldn't you just say 20 bucks, and then you're going to get more? Like,
50? Like,
you just, I don't know.
That's
I,
telling me you don't want to be here and do it.
Kinda. It's like, you're just going to, especially some of your autographs are nothing more than this.
Do you remember the old drop into town to have 3 cigarettes for a dollar? That's what I'll charge you for letters. I'll give you like a dollar a letter.
That's it.
Whatever you want me to write. If you want just FB, boom, there's $2 right there. Pay me with the $3 bill you got in your pocket with Matt's face on it, and I'll give you a dollar change.
What did I do?
I don't know.
Who's this hole you're talking to? That's what I want to know.
Speaking of that.
Oh my God. Whoa, who's that hole?
Tomorrow, Truth and Consequences. People are still going on vacations. And she's going to call her husband. And y'all, they've been married a long, long time. And I don't want to give away too much because I don't want those involved understanding what's about to happen. But she's calling her husband of many, many years to say, I'm not going on vacation with you this year. And you know why? Because I don't want to drive there.
Oh, he might not be a husband for too much longer.
Oh, and guess what? He's not going to be in the vehicle with her because he's got to take his motorcycle. And she's like, I'm tired of going on vacation where I got to follow you on your motorcycle in the car. Why am I screaming right now?
I don't know.
Why does she want to be a bitch on the radio? I'm glad she does. Well, I'm ready for it.
She ain't going to be a bitch. She just going to say, look, I'm a woman. A man's supposed to drive. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whoa, who's that?